1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I would like to comment on the current state of U.S. Special Forces ops in the Afghan theater, if I could.
You want? All right. Are you in the military, sir?
Well, that's always a question that kind of tenses me up.
And if you're in an office or on a speakerphone, could you get off of that?
I'm sorry, hold on. Close the door.
You said that question, I asked you if you're in the military, so the question tenses you up?
That is correct.
Why?
I am virtually in the military. I coach football, which I'm a tactician, a strategist.
You coach football where?
If you'd do me the favor not interrupting me, I'd appreciate it.
Well, you said you're a football coach?
I'm not a football coach, per se. I'm a football coach, tactician, strategist. That's what we do as football coaches. We are tacticians, and we are strategists. So to say I'm a football coach is, many of us find that offensive.
Oh, well, let's get back to what we're talking about here. You wanted to comment on the Afghan theater, on what's going on with the special U.S. forces, correct?
Yes, I do.
What did you want to say?
What I want to say is, the United States military is doing a disservice to football coaches, tacticians, and strategists across this country because I have contacted them, or at least tried to make contact, and I haven't gotten a phone call back. And I haven't gotten so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon. And I know there are other football tacticians and strategists and coaches out there who haven't gotten so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon either.
And what are you asking them to do?
If I may be allowed to finish.
I'm going to allow you to finish, but I want you to tell me what it is that you want the Pentagon to do for football coaches. And
I don't see. There you go again.
All right, well, football coaches and strategists and tacticians, what do you want them to do?
I would like them to contact or at least have the common courtesy to return a phone call because we are not being utilized. There is a treasure trove of information. There is a treasure trove of a gold mine of knowledge that the football coach tactician in this country could help the military with. Because right now, I will tell you, this thing is FUBAR. And I don't know.
All right, FUBAR is a military term for...
Well, I'm too much of a gentleman to tell
you. All right, but it's effed up beyond all recognition.
That is correct. And the whole thing looks FUBAR. Now, what I am saying is, I haven't gotten so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon or the...
You've mentioned, did you call the Pentagon, sir? What is your name, by the way?
My name is Vernon, Phil.
All right, Vernon, did you get a call? Did you call the Pentagon? Did you call the Joint Chiefs? Have you made any?
I have made several efforts to contact both Donald Rumsfeld, who is our Secretary of Defense, as well as the Joint Chief Chairman, as well as a variety of the heads of the services. It's beyond me why they have not utilized thousands and thousands of tacticians and strategists that are right here in their own backyard so that we can get this thing kicked off in Afghanistan and so that it isn't so FUBAR. But I haven't gotten so much as a go to hell.
Yeah, I know, from the Pentagon and from the guys, because you are a football coach, right?
Are you trying to piss me off?
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm asking you, what do you call yourself?
I call myself what all high school football coaches call themselves, tacticians and strategists. And wouldn't you think that in this country...
I've never heard of a football coach calling himself that.
Well, are you a football coach, sir?
No, I am not.
Well, then I guess you don't know what you're... You know, you open your mouth on some things that you don't know nothing about.
All right, so the football coaches across America are going to help the American military in plotting strategy and operational art and tactics and everything else in Afghanistan.
Well, you say that as if we have nothing to offer. You say that...
Well, I don't know how football associates itself with the military.
I don't even know where to begin with a stupid comment like that.
Okay, look, you know, we can do this nice, or we can do this the hard way.
Well, it's patently ignorant to say that football has nothing to do with military strategy. It's patently stupid. There are thousands of football coaches across this country that could get this thing in Afghanistan rolling without this FUBAR.
What is FUBAR about what's going on? My understanding is they sent the special forces in association with the British.
Okay, right there. Why do we need that? That's an insult that I can't even. Oh man, that the fact that the British. Are you trying to tell me that they know more about it than we do? You've got thousands of football coaches who haven't gotten so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon, and we're letting the British are telling us how to do this,
And hold on, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. Vernon, right?
Yes, sir.
Vernon what?
Sir, my name is Vernon Dozier. I'm the head football coach at Belmar Academy in Glendale.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. And what you're telling me is the football coaches, strategists, tacticians have not received a comment, have not received any invitation, have not received any calls from any military in this country because you guys could help to plot this thing in Afghanistan. And you're making a long leap here between sports and the military. And
well, you know something, sir? There are millions and millions of football coaches across this country who would beg to differ with you. And I guess you don't like football. And
I love football. I live for Sunday afternoon.
Well, Friday night is my night, and that's high school football in America. And I would tell you this much. If we don't get the common courtesy of a phone call from the Pentagon, what do you think the American people would think about this, Phil?
Well, don't you think the Pentagon's got a few more fish to fry right now than to call up high school football coaches?
What do you think the American people would do, Mr. Henry? I'm just going to go right by your comment, okay, because I want to make mine.
And so you don't want to hear what I've got to say?
I just want to ask you, what do you think the American people would do if all of a sudden there wasn't any high school football on Friday night? Because the football coaches, strategists and tacticians across this country had finally had it up to here with being treated like we're just garbage and being ignored at a time when our country could use our tactical and strategical knowledge. We haven't gotten so much as
a go to hell?
Yes, sir, from the Pentagon. That is right.
Yeah, I figured you'd say that because you've been beating that one into the ground.
You know,
Mike, did you talk to our screener?
I talked to a man before I talked to you, yeah.
And what did you tell him?
I said, and I will say it again, that I have personally been insulted by not having so much as been consulted on how to operate this FUBAR operation they got going on over there in the Afghani region.
And you are a football... Do you have any military training?
Yes, I do.
Where?
I'm a football coach.
No, I mean, do you have any military training in the military?
Mister, apparently you're not hearing anything I'm saying.
And so in other words, your football coaching career is tantamount to military experience.
You know something?
Is that right? Your football coaching career?
You know something? I was on my knees last Friday night after we beat Mountain Christian. And I looked across the field, and I saw my team going off the field.
All right, you're going to tell me a story here, but I want to know...
I knew just then what Napoleon must have felt like during the agonizing retreat from Moscow. The way the Germans...
Well, what, did you lose the game?
Yeah, we lost that game. And you know something? You almost sound happy that we did.
I don't know you from Adam, sir. I don't know who you are.
Then why would you... gleefully ask me.
I'm not gleefully asking if you lost the game. I'm saying you lost the game. You're comparing losing last Friday night's game. Who was it?
I coached for Belmar Academy.
Who were you playing?
Mountain Christian.
You lost to Mountain Christian, and you compare that to Napoleon's agonizing retreat through the snow from Moscow.
Apparently, you don't know anything about military tactics or strategy. And I haven't gotten so much as a...
Let me guess, a go-to-hell from the Pentagon and a phone call. Is that right? Hello?
I'm trying to keep my temper here.
Look, maybe there's something I don't get or I don't understand about a football coach being consulted by the Pentagon. The Pentagon, the United States military headquarters, needs to...
That's exactly right. They need to get with the tacticians and strategists who coach football. There's strategy all over the place on Friday nights and Saturday nights. This country is blanketed, draped with strategy. And why won't they call and ask us about it? I'll tell you why they won't call and ask us about it. Because many of them in the military don't want to be showed up. A lot of them are past their time. A lot of them should put their papers in. And perhaps they don't know what they're doing, because I think the whole thing's FUBAR.
Yeah, you've used the FUBAR reference here for a long time. And you've also threatened that there wouldn't be any football on a Friday night.
I'm just asking, how would you like to not have a football game to go to on a Friday night? Because if we are continually ignored, I know there's a lot of high school coach strategists and tacticians who would just as soon say, to hell with it. I'll stay home, I'll watch must-see TV or what have you.
Which is on Thursday nights.
Well, all right. right. You want to make a joke out of it.
No, you're the guy that said it. 1-800-449-8686. I'd be happy to field some phone calls for you, sir, Mr. Dozier. Or should I call you General?
No. Should I call you stupid? Because that's...
You know, this is where you've taken it, okay?
No, I've taken it to a very logical place. Because the Pentagon has not given me so much as a...
Go to hell.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say drop dead. So you're not that smart, are you? You thought I was going to say go to hell, and I said drop dead.
Maybe you said drop dead because I said go to hell first.
No, I didn't. I was going to say drop dead even before you said go to hell. So you aren't as smart as...
Well, whatever, man. 1-800-449-8686. He's a football coach, strategist, tactician, and the Pentagon hasn't called and consulted with the high school football coaches of America on how to handle this Afghan thing, and it's insulting. He says he's insulted. He's personally insulted. And the fact is that he thinks the whole operation in Afghanistan is foobar. 1-800-449-8686. What's this guy's name, Mike? Vernon Dozier. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
You don't take it seriously, man.
Were you ever in the military, sir?
Was I ever what?
Were you ever in the military? We're talking with Vernon Dozier. He's a high school football coach.
I've been in the military for 30 years.
And I'm not talking about coaching football. Have you been...
That's what I'm talking about. I coach football, which is exactly the same thing, perhaps even superior to military strategy. Every weekend, we go out and go to war. How often does the Army go to war?
Well, wait a second. The Army...
How often does the Army go to war? I'll tell you how often. About every time Halley's Comet goes by. Maybe they've been to war like five times in the history of the country. I go to war every Friday night. And every Friday night I see my soldiers going to battle. And every Friday...
Have you been in the military is my question.
I'm a football coach, yeah. I'm in the...
So you consider yourself to be in the military right now?
That's right. And not only that, they better start... It's given me so much as a...
Go to hell from the... I got it. Okay, let me go over to a phone call here, and...
I didn't want to take any phone calls.
I took your phone call, so you're going to take some phone calls. I'm sorry.
Look at it. There's nothing anybody's got to say to me.
Hold on. Dan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Phil, I'm not in the military. I've never listened to any talk radio. I just turned it on. You deserve a medal for putting up with this idioticy. This is ludicrous. A college football,
sir, I have 30 years. 30 years.
Coach?
I've been a high school football coach, and for 30
I'll
years.
I'll tell you what. If somebody's falling asleep because you don't deserve to be a football coach.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't want my kid playing around you. I'll promise
Why?
You that.
Why is that?
I'm going to tell you what. You're nuts, man. Comparing a football game to this war?
Let me tell you something, my friend. How many times has the military gone to war? Maybe five times since the beginning of our country.
Let me tell you something.
But I go to war every Friday. A life. I've got a life. Every Friday night, I go to war.
If you think that comparing a high school football game to what's going on in Afghanistan...
Oh, are you calling it sissy or something? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying.
Some kind of a sissy deal?
Let me tell you something, bud.
Sir,
I don't know if you... Are you going to coach high school football?
I've been coaching high school football for 30 years, and I would have played.
Wouldn't want my kids
you never played,
an attitude like you.
You never... Coach Dozier, you never played football?
I had a bad knee.
So you never played?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, what's it supposed
to... You're talking about going to war. You never even played. You don't even know what war is really like.
Every Friday night, I watch those boys go out, and I don't know how many of them are coming back.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
How many are coming back?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like they'll die?
Have you been reading a newspaper, or do you guys just sit and play with your joystick? Kids have been dying on the football field this year. Yeah. Go ahead and laugh all you
man,
want about it.
You know, I tell you what.
You want to sit there and play with your joystick, you go right ahead.
Let me tell you something. You need to be someplace and play with a joystick because you don't need to be coaching kids that are trying to learn a lesson about football when you're talking about comparing it to war in Afghanistan.
Look, at how many times do we go to war? Once a week. We know stuff. The military, they sit around and they play with their joystick. Football is not just a game anymore.
16 and 17-year-old kids.
Well, at least we're not sitting
in the ball down the field.
I'm not some general at an Air Force base playing with my joystick.
Boy, you know, you got on that kick after that whole not so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon. Listen, thanks for your call, whoever it was, Dan, I think. Richard, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
After 10 days short of 39 years in the military and retiring,
I did not know that I was taking phone calls.
Well, we're going to take some phone calls since I let you stay on the air so long. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, 38 years, 11 months, 20 days of military service, retiring.
You ever played
having
football?
Having served in Vietnam for my tour and other places in the world.
Have you ever played football?
Yeah, I did when I was young.
All right.
And I went on to other things. And
I can't even hear you.
Okay, Richard, your car phone is a real piece of crap. Hold on. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, where did you get this guy at? I wouldn't want this guy leading a Boy Scout troop. And like I said, I mean, granted, football coaches are excellent strategists, but there's a big difference between football strategy and military.
What is your military experience?
I was in the military.
Well, I'm not talking about peeling potatoes.
I didn't peel potatoes.
I'm talking about practical combat experience. What
combat experience have you had?
I've seen guys go out onto a football field and put their guts into it. All right, and this guy, what's your name, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have anything to say to me.
So
get
what?
Out of here.
So what? So what you're saying then is because I like to play Stratego that the Pentagon should call me.
No, they shouldn't, because you sit around yanking your joystick all day long. Yeah, you got that, son. And I would say that what you need to do is just stay there in front of your TV set and go get yourself another takeout pizza.
All right, let's look at. You can't be serious when you talk about a guy going to Vietnam or a guy going to war, and all of a sudden he is going to be compared to a guy out there coaching a football game.
I was on my knees when we got beaten by Mountain Christian, and I knew how it felt. Probably the firebombing of Dresden was very similar, going to a bomb shelter, and I was on my knees.
What were you doing on your knees after you lost a football game?
I was brought to my knees by the humility of it. And I stayed there in the pouring rain, and I allowed it to rain on me, because that was my penance. I was giving that to God. I let it rain on me for 3 hours. My wife came to pick me up, and I said, you go away. You come back about 1:30. The game ended at 10, and I had my wife pick me up at 1:30. I stayed on the field, kneeling there with the rain pouring on me. And that's how I felt. I did my penance.
Penance?
That's right, for losing that game. Now, the military can use a guy like me, because it's FUBAR over there.
Yeah, they need a real screwball, man. I mean, you sound like that guy from Dr. Strangelove. Michelle, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Doctor who?
Strangelove.
Yeah.
I bet you and your friends are into that, huh? Strangelove. Yeah, you and all your friends.
Hey, what's your name?
What's your name?
My name is Michelle. What's
your name? I got a woman who knows nothing of the tactical art of football or war.
Oh, you wait just a minute.
You
wait just a minute. I know a lot of things, and
you know about football?
You are crazy.
You know about football?
I know about football. How could you possibly compare football to a war?
Because football is a war, Michelle.
Let me tell you something.
Guys
if you've been teaching
guys
and coaching
people,
for
you know
30
how many
years,
guys have been killed
you've
playing
been teaching
football?
And coaching for
do you know
30
how many
years
people die every year playing football? Do you know how many people die every year playing football?
Yeah, they
about
die of heat stroke
about
and heart problems.
A year.
300 a year
a
don't die.
Things. I'm a teacher.
You know
I know
a lot of
things.
Really? Wow. How many rings are around the planet Uranus?
You know what
yeah.
I want to know?
You know, here's
I want to know what district you teach in.
What district? I'm at the Belmar Academy in Glendale. It's a private school. I've
Where
been coaching
the heck
there
is that?
Glendale, California. You never heard of California, okay? If you get
yeah,
a map
I've
out,
heard of California.
Get a map
I'm just
out.
Trying
it's
to
the
think
one
about
way
who
over
I
on the left.
About you.
You want to call my who?
And I also want to know.
You want to look at my what?
What
did
are you
she say?
Doing on a Friday Wait. Afternoon on the radio when you should be praying over your silly football team?
My team right now is getting ready. I
well,
had to take
what are
a break
you doing that's sitting on the phone?
Because you people, because I heard Mr. Hendry's show
Don't
and he was
you
pissing
say,
me
you
off.
People.
No, you people, you
Let me
and
tell
all
you
of
what,
your
I'm in
friends.
Houston, Texas.
Oh,
I
Jesus.
Traveling.
You had to say that, didn't you?
I'm traveling. Are I have never
traveling.
Called
have you graduated?
A radio station.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I thought you guys would be interested in this. I found this on the internet, and it's being circulated. Maybe you've gotten a copy of this at your office. And we were all so impressed with Ted Nugent's email the other day, the email in which Ted Nugent says that he's a bad American because he likes big cars and he likes big houses and he likes big boats and he likes pretty women. And the I think he goes on to say that something along the lines of he doesn't want some bureaucrat telling him what to do with his money when there's some crack addict squirting out babies. Listen to this. This is a thing called Excuse Me, But I'm an American. I'm an American. I own a big car, and yes, that means it needs gas. And in order for me to put the gas in the car, I need to pump oil from another country. But why does that mean I don't have the right to be suspicious of people who come from the country that I pump oil from? You don't get it, do you? Well, you never will. You see, you'll have to excuse me. I'm an American. I'm an American. My mother and father gave me values. Values they started learning as brother and sister and then as man and wife. And I practiced those values. And I gave those values to my kids. And then they'll give them to their kids. And then their kids will give them to their kids. And then those kids will give them to some other kids. And just because I pass those values along to my kids doesn't give you the right to ask me what those values are. Because maybe I don't know what they are. Because you'll have to excuse me. I'm an American. Just because I love NASCAR and football and would love to have it on TV nonstop around the clock 24 hours a day doesn't mean you have the right to shove your hot, throbbing, pulsing lifestyle down my throat. I reserve the right to not want homosexuals teaching my daughter all about sex in school. I can do that at home myself, thank you very much. Excuse me, I'm an American. I love the flag. I wave it high and proud. I wear it on my belt. I have it sewn onto my jeans. I have it hanging from the back of my truck. Just because it's a Confederate flag doesn't mean you have the right to confuse me with questions about loyalty and nationality and other intellectual discourse. I don't have to know what I'm doing. I have the right to sound stupid in an argument, and there's nothing you or your foreign friends can do about it. Excuse me. I'm an American. I went to 4 years of high school and 2 years of college, 2 more years of trade school and 6 months in jail. But that doesn't mean I have to welcome with open arms a bunch of Chinese pouring into this country and having the gall to get good grades in math and science. I don't want some government bureaucrat taking my hard-earned tax dollars and giving them to some lazy mother with 7 babies, unless it happens to be someone I'm related to. You'll excuse me. I'm an American. And you'll excuse me if I like Rambo, I like Chuck Norris, I like Bruce Willis, I like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I may even love them. I may own all of their movies. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm gay. I like to oil up with friends and weightlift on weekends. Pardon me. I'm an American. I have the right to be suspicious of your strange clothing and your strange religion, but where is it written you get to laugh at my mullet haircut and my ugly kids? And while it's true that generations of inbreeding have pushed my eyes closer together, I can see right through you if you're an enemy of my country. My country, the United States of America. Just because you can find America on a map and I can't doesn't mean I have to subsidize your tiny dirt-poor country and build you schools and roads and hospitals, while our government can't even contribute one nickel toward building the New Orleans Saints a new stadium. You'll excuse me. I'm an American. And so I close with the words of John Kennedy, who I am told now was a Democrat, so I will choose instead the words of Franklin Roosevelt. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask me what I've ever done for my country. You'll pardon me. I'm an American.
Preceding written by Phil Hendry, copyright, all rights reserved, Phil Hendry, on The Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you, bud.
Don't mention it.
Just shut up, okay?
But just
shut up, all right? I'm done. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil's not an American.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, Michelle?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
So you were calling back. This is Michelle, guys, from Houston. I was just talking to her, and you were calling back for what reason?
I'm calling back because I am so angry, and I just can't believe that guy is for real.
What do you mean you can't believe that guy is for real?
I'm
what guy is for real?
that guy that called about the guy that's a football coach.
Right.
And he wants to compare what
so you
he
called
does
back
on
to find out,
night. And he's totally incensed.
You called the, back to find out what?
That the guy, is he real?
Well, why would you call back and ask that question? I don't understand.
Because I'm so, I can't.
Why would you call
it.
Back and ask whether he's real or not? That's a strange question to call back and ask.
Well, okay,
but if you want
he's
an
a
answer,
real person. Did he really call from California? Or is this like something you're trying to get everybody upset over? You know, like a ploy, you know?
Like a ploy?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I think I know what you're saying. You mean like, for instance, if I were performing his voice myself, let's say.
Was that you?
Well, let's just say if I was performing his voice myself.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, now you got, yeah, see? See, now you, now you, now how do you feel?
Really stupid.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what we do on our show, Michelle.
Well, see, I'm traveling. And
well, that's okay. Where do you live?
Well, it's flipping channels.
Where do you live?
I live in Beaumont.
Beaumont.
On my way to Austin.
And you were flipping through and you heard us?
I was flipping channels because the one I had on from Beaumont was fading. So I was flipping channels and I heard that guy.
Yeah, okay.
And
well,
I
that was me doing the voice. That was me doing the voice of that
character.
Yeah,
that was you. I can tell now.
Now, what made you think that it was a big fat joke?
Well, I am not stupid. And he was from California. And I'm thinking, you know, well, I guess that might be possible, but... It's just, you know,
people
how
really
can
think
somebody
that,
be that...
Think, people think everybody in California is just like a flake case. This guy's,
yeah, I didn't want to say that.
I bet you there's a guy like that in every state in the union.
There probably
in
is.
In fact, Texas being the big high school football state that it is, I bet you they got like 80 million guys per capita in that state like that. But anyway, Michelle, that was what it was. It was me. Don't worry about it, okay? And have a safe drive,
I'm gonna
all right?
Okay, I'm going to calm down and drive to Austin.
Cool.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And then I had another guy call, and I just hung up on a guy. He says,
I bet you think that last thing you read was funny. Well, let me...
Yeah, we thought it was really funny. If you didn't, see you later.
But wait a...
No, I put it on the air because I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was a riot. I'm an American. I especially like the part about my mullet haircut and ugly kid. But actually, the best part was just because years of inbreeding have pushed my eyes closer together doesn't mean I can't see through you. Okay, never mind. Here is Ray. Ray, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hey, Phil. I'm your number one male fan.
How you doing, man?
Doing good. Hey, I just wanted to ask you something. It's good to have you back. I really miss you. The day after the attack... Just the day before, you did a spinoff of the Band of Brothers, and I believe you impersonated Bobby Dooley and her husband.
Right.
And her husband was going to do the patrol in her neighborhood because supposedly there were some Japs in her neighborhood.
You got it.
Tell me what went through your mind the day after. How soon did it dawn on you, the theme of your show that day, comparing that to the attack? Just run some things by me.
Well, I'll tell you, Ray, it's like I wanted to kill somebody. What do you mean, run some thing? What do you want me to tell you? I mean, I remember doing the bit.
Emotionally, just speak
well,
your
I
mind.
Felt I felt crappy on Tuesday, and then when all of this profiling stuff started happening, and all this discussion of internment camps started popping up, I thought it was fairly fortuitous or propitious or propitious or what is that word? Prescient. It was something, man. It was Prussian. It was. Yeah, it was all about the Band of Brothers, and Bobby and Steve couldn't figure out that Band of Brothers is about Germans, not Japanese.
Yeah,
but it was funny that the next day after the World Trade Center attack happened, there was talk of profiling and interning Muslims.
And was that one of the basic reasons why you went off the air for a while?
What? Went off
because...
the air? You know, here's the thing. Everybody went dark after the attack on the World Trade Center. David Letterman, Jay Leno, The Daily Show, which is a show that, as I've said, probably I can compare ours to in terms of intent and material.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of my affiliates, not trusting me or not knowing what I was going to do, they preempted me and put other less creative, drier shows on. And that's fine, and they can do whatever they want to do. But we, you know, it wasn't for anything that I'd done wrong, if that's what you're asking me.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank
and
you.
I actually sent you an email. Don't know. Maybe you could. I had sent you an email one day about using particular people. I work at the medical center.
Yeah. Okay.
And and I was talking
Well, I don't
about...
remember. Mike gets the email, so I didn't see it. He probably took yours, Ray, and threw it in the garbage because I don't
probably
remember.
Did.
Yeah, well, that's what he does. I tell him not to do it, but he does
okay.
it anyway.
Okay.
All right, Ray, thank you very much for your call.
All right, glad to have
right,
you
pal.
Back.
Thank you, boy. Yeah, I don't know. And so a lot of these stations would preempt what we did. And we stayed on the air because I can do straight news talk with the best of them. I can sit and talk. And I felt very strongly about what happened in New York and in Washington. I felt very strongly about it. I had a lot of opinions about it. A lot of opinions. Not just opinions. I had a couple of opinions. And I had racking opinions. And I just felt like I want to talk about this. And I know my audience wants to, what do you call it, decompress about these things. So let's just hang with it, do it. And I want to thank, and I want to publicly thank Gabe Hobbs and Randy Michaels and Craig Kitchen and people in our company who encouraged our radio stations to carry our show because we were talking about the World Trade Center attack with every bit as much intelligence and information as anybody else, maybe even more. The only thing that we weren't doing was we weren't having one interview after the next of people. I was there. I saw the plane. It flew into the... And what were you thinking? Oh, I was thinking about getting my hair done. What do you mean, what was I thinking? Tell us about it. What happened? You didn't see the TV? A plane went into the thing? Oh, okay. We didn't do that, but we talked and felt and emoted and put it into historical context and all the stuff that I ordinarily don't get a chance to do on the show. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Dan on the Phil Henry Show. Dan, hi.
Phil, man, it's a complete honor to talk to you, man.
Thanks for
calling.
You
got me rolling up here in Portland. You don't know it. Hey, I got to ask you, man, you do a lot of black characters, man, and I mean, I've had to pull the car over, man. You got me just falling out.
Uh-huh.
I want to know where you got so much insight, man, you know, how you can talk like that. I mean, you talk just like a brother, and some of the things you say, I just, you know, I mean, obviously you must have hung out with some brothers in your day. Where'd that come from?
Well, not exactly brothers, more like sisters. But anyway, no, I don't know where it comes from. Probably having a good ear, and I like... I don't know how to say this without sounding stupid, but I enjoy the certain subcultural textures of the African-American experience. How's that sound?
Right.
And
well,
I like
you
to
got
listen.
It down, man.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different ways of listening, and there's a lot of... The only stuff that I don't really have down are a lot of newer colloquialisms that are used by the kids, but it started a long time ago. I like culture. I think that's it. And so I'm a pretty good mimic.
Well, you got the black preacher down, man. I want to play.
Well, that guy is based on, he's based on Hosea Williams. Hosea Williams was a preacher in Atlanta, yeah. And Hosea was a screamer.
Uh-huh.
And the great thing about Southern radio, if you've ever taken a car trip through the South, you flip the radio on a Sunday morning, and it's like nothing you've ever heard in your life. I mean, the gospel shows, then some cat, and those guys, they're not on mic like I am. Those preachers stand across the room, so they're like this. I'll tell you right now. I never in my life ever want to see a man, you know, and they're screaming. They're like, preacher, do you want to get close to the mic? What the hell are you talking about? So,
well,
Hosea.
I just want to say, man, you're one sick dude, and don't ever change,
Well,
man.
Thank you very much for your call and for listening to us. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, man.
All right, man, thank. That was very literate. Okay, Dan, thank. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. You listen to Southern Radio. You have those gospel shows. It's better than anything. It's the best radio you'll ever... They got these cranking gospel shows, and then the cat comes on. He's like, I'll tell you right now, if you want to send your money, well, you send it in to Brother Bob, Route 6, Kissimmee, Florida. That's Route 6. Well, what's the address? Doesn't matter. Just any mailbox. It's the only house on Route 6. And you drive by these radio stations, Craig, and they're in the middle of a swamp, and they're up on the blocks. The houses are raised because of the water, and the stick's right out behind the house. So the transmitter and the stick is right there, and you go in, and these cats and the studios have absolutely no soundproofing. It's hardwood floors and walls and a mic set up and a guy at a table. He was going, and Jesus said, yeah, everybody. I'll tell you what it is. You've ever seen that movie that Robert Duvall did? Was it The Prophet? That's it. That's the experience. Ida, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Hi, Ida.
Phil, hi.
How you doing?
I'm just calling. I don't have any specific comments. I just wanted to let you know that I listen to you.
You're very
and
nice.
I've been listening to your show since I don't know if you remember, once you did a show about Santa Claus and kids sitting on Santa Claus' laps and things like that.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And since that day, I listen to you every day, in the mornings and in the evening.
Well, cool. Thank you.
And yeah,
that Santa Claus show, was that the one where he beat me up or something, or...
No, it was one that...
I thought he asked me, did I believe in him? And I said, yes, I do. And he said, no, don't condescend to me. Do you really believe in me? And I said, yes, I really do, Sam. He says, well, I think you're lying. I don't think you believe in me at all. And he slugged me. that wasn't it? Oh, okay. It was another Santa show.
It was something about, you know, the kids sitting on Santa Claus' lap and that shouldn't happen. And a lot of people started calling. But, you know, you make my day.
Thank you. I know the one you're talking about. Putting the kid on Santa's lap is like putting your child in the lap of a false idol. It was a religious thing. I think I know what you mean. How is everything with you, Ida? Then thank you very much for your call. You're very kind to mention that.
Thank you for the job Ida. You do every day.
You got it, kid. Thanks for calling.
I'm addicted.
Oh, thanks. Bye. So that was Dick, and she said she's addicted. 1-800-449-8686. So the Santa Claus bit, I know what it was. It was we said that it was false idol worshiping. Because we bring the kids to the altar of Santa and we send them, go up to the god, go tell Santa what you want. I'm afraid. And they're scared just like we would be. And they wet their pants, and it's like the worshiping of a false idol. Dominic, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey Phil, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great show.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you know, real quickly, I saw a documentary on the Taliban, and one thing struck me is ironically funny, and I'm sure you'll agree. They have a football stadium there, a soccer stadium, but they don't use it to play soccer. They use it for their public executions.
Oh, great.
And, they asked one of the clerics or... the guy had a turban on his head. He was probably a cleric.
Mm-hmm.
They just said, well, listen, you know, we built you this stadium because it seems like I got the impression that a couple of the neighboring countries had built this football stadium for the country so they would, the Afghans, so they would play football. He said, the interviewer said, listen, you're using it for public executions, and, you know, the world is condemning you for this type of thing. And you know what his answer was? This is the great part.
What?
He said, if you build us an appropriate place to do God's work and do the executions, then we'll play football in the stadium. And I'm not making this up. I couldn't make this up. And the guy said it with a straight face. And
these guys are psycho, man. Aren't they? I mean, God, it's wild what they're. Yeah, built. So was he actually intimating that the UN should build them another soccer stadium or another place for head cutting off?
Yes, and he said it. If it wasn't for the fact that the guy was totally serious, and obviously in his mind a very pious, devout man.
Yeah.
I mean, if it weren't for that fact, I would think this guy's doing some shtick here. This is a joke.
Well, these guys, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be offensive, but the way they dress is shtick. I mean, it's the way they look is total shtick.
Yeah.
These guys have got to be putting me on with a beard and a headgear. Come on, get with it. You can be religious, man, and wear a baseball cap. Those guys that did that whole job in New York, man, they came over here. They weren't wearing no beard and turban. They put on, like, polo shirts. They had on topsiders.
Smoking. And then they went out drinking.
Yeah, they went out and boozing it up. Yeah. And that's another thing. Thanks for your call, Dominic. Ain't they? They're not supposed to drink, are they? Unless you're going to give yourself to God, and then it's okay to have a couple of pops? Jeez. Phil Henry Show. I don't even drink before this show. You'd think I'd be more deserving than them.